love this time of year. I can play music with sleigh bells in it and get away with it. People bring me really good tins of Chex Mix, which I love. What else do I love about Christmas? Oh, yes, the Christmas Cantata, community choir, community orchestra. And that's what we're talking this morning. Two of my favorite people in, Kent and Annette Loken. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for inviting us to come into your world.
Yeah, thank you for coming on to the turf here. Well, tell us about 2025. I don't even know where to start with this because I get kind of wound up about this. So,
well, it actually started back in 1995. So 30 years ago, the first cantata was presented as part of a worship service with a 16-voice choir and a piano. This year, we feature a 100-voice choir and a 35-piece orchestra.
Wow.
On stage at the NDSCS Cultural Center, second full weekend in December, the 13th and 14th. Saturday the 13th at 7, Sunday the 14th at 2. And this year's theme is... I love to tell the story.
Yes, you do. Now, thinking back, and I ask you this question every year when you first started this, did you ever see it coming to this point? Because every year since I've been involved, which has been like 5 years, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Did you ever see this happening back when you first started? I mean, was it ever a thought?
It was always just a thought to be a part of the church worship service.
Mm-hmm.
The Breckenridge United Methodist Church, and we shared the pastor with Foxholm. So the second year that we did it, we presented it at the Foxholm Church and then at the Breckenridge Church.
Okay.
And we just thought that's what it was going to be, as just part of the worship service.
So, and you two can share this one, whoever wants to talk about it. Tell me about the history with Paul Cravens. How did he become involved in this, and what are we going to hear from him this year? Because there's always something new.
Paul was a student at Concordia, you know, when I was working up there, and he graduated with a degree in composition. So his profession is composer. And our paths crossed about 6 years ago up at Concordia, and I asked him, said, so have you ever thought of writing a cantata? And he had been in the orchestra as a college student. He was in the orchestra for a cantata. Without a doubt, without a hesitation, he said, absolutely. I said, okay, Paul, you're on. So he wrote, you know, he has now written for the last 5 years, and his originals are incredible. Mm-hmm. He has a passion for writing, but he also has the heart. He knows you're not just writing music. You're writing, you know, from the heart.
There's a lot of Christian soul in it when you listen to it. Definitely moving. Annette, step up here. This I always say this cantata is kind of like a double win. Because not only is it, you know, it's tradition for a lot of people. That's how they start the holiday season. But the give back to this, and I assume it's the food pantry again this year.
Yep, it's going to be the food pantry again this year. And I was going to just mention that, you know, with Paul Cravens, when he writes his music, we have some support from the Community Foundation.
Yes.
Richland Wilkin Community Foundation provides us some financial support, and then we use that to give him a small stipend, and then the rest of his work is all donated, and he writes some incredible pieces for us. My favorite piece this year is going to be the Prelude. It's a stunner. It's just the first time I heard it, I had tears in my eyes. It's going to be awesome. Just sit back and listen to the orchestra. It's excellent. And yeah, and we're going to take a donation, a free will offering again. During the performance, and that is going to go to the backpack program mm-hmm. right here in Richland-Wilkin counties and benefit the kids. And we've done well with that free will offering in the past, and I'm sure people are going to step up again. And it's nothing like providing food for kids.
Well, and you and I have talked about this before, too. The need is incredible because they've got backpacks for like over 350 kids.
Last I heard, it's actually higher this year than a year ago, which maybe shouldn't surprise us with inflation and, mm-hmm. and what's going on in our world. But, yeah, we're pretty excited that we can be a part of that. And we've been a part of it for a long time. And I should have looked before I came over, but I think over the last how many years we've donated to it, I think we're over 50,000 in donations.
Mm-hmm.
Over 70. Oh, thanks, Kent. Yeah, over 70 just for that program.
What's your favorite part of this cantata? What do you look forward to every year, other than watching your husband just come alive on stage?
Well, I think for me it's the orchestra. It's standing up there and we're singing and we know the words. We've been practicing since October, so we're ready. And all of a sudden you look over and you see someone playing their violin with this grin on their face, or the bass. One of my favorite players is the bass player. They're just jamming over there on their big upright bass. And you're standing up there and you're seeing the audience react. And yeah, it's just, it's as much for us as it is for the audience. You know, we all grow from it. It's all good.
And I kind of call that the universal vibration.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, both the evening and afternoon performances, you can definitely feel it with the orchestra, with the choir, with the crowd. Your narrator's kind of a hack. But
everything else, you know, there's the question. What was my favorite part? I should have said the narrator. Oh man.
No, don't even. I wasn't
Bill
I
was, does a great job narrating.
I wasn't fishing around for that.
I know you weren't.
No,
but let
I'm
me
not.
Tell you, I've been wanting Bill to be our narrator from almost the get go, and we finally have him. And every year I love you up in that booth.
Oh, I tell you what, there's
another,
again, it's the start to my holiday, my Christmas season. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving kind of kicks things. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, by the way?
We had a good Thanksgiving.
Good.
I'm going to answer one question that I always get asked, so, and then I'll let Kent finish up. But people always say, am I going to know any of the music? Because we talk about the composer, and I'm going to tell people that we sing Silent Night, we sing Joy to the World, you sing along with us. And the songs, that the rest of the music that you're going to hear, it's so easy to listen to. It's not in a foreign language. It's songs that will speak to your heart. So come and enjoy Christmas.
I love that. Come and enjoy Christmas. Kent, step back up. Now, I know last year you were kind of scratching your head going, okay, this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger, orchestra-wise and choir. How did you manage to find space for 100 choir members? And how many in the orchestra again?
35.
35 in the orchestra. And that's a big stage.
It's a very big stage. It goes deep. When you look at what's available for space-wise, that is a very big, wide, deep stage.
Yeah.
We didn't want to go too far into it, but we did have our choir rehearsal there a week ago Sunday just to see how the choir would fit. And I looked over and said, yeah, that gives us a little more room for the orchestra. And then when I got up in front of the orchestra for the first time on Sunday night, I said,
We're going to fit.
One thing that I tell you that always amazes me about watching the orchestra and the choir, I mean, the choir, you know, there's weeks of prep time going into that. When the orchestra comes in, the choir and the orchestra, they don't have that much time together, and they can sound that good with a limited amount of time. I mean, what's up with I just marvel at that. How the choir just kind of meshes with the orchestra when you do get together.
Well, we kind of know from the get-go that we have one run-through on Saturday afternoon with orchestra, choir, and that guy in the booth speaking words.
Yeah.
And we know that from the get-go, so everybody is very aware of that and consciously does their best to prepare for that moment. And we do that by sound files. You know, you can listen to the music. You have the music in front of you. Rehearse. And then you're right. There is a God moment. There's a God moment that when we start and it does come together right away.
Nice way to mesh. Hey, let's close this up, too, because this, for both of you, this is kind of a family project, too. Explain the role your kids play in this.
Well, they've been in it since the very first one. our daughter and son were in, we had a little children's choir during that. It's a cantata called Love Transcending. Kathy Neese, her daughter and her son. And then there was one other youth. So we had a children's choir of five. So we have a picture of that. And, of course, Ryan and Christina and Annette and I and Kathy Neese are the five original members who are still in it for 30 years.
Unbelievable.
It is. When you think about it, it is truly unbelievable. And you asked earlier, did we ever see this when we started?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. I'll keep saying it, but I mean, it's a God thing, Bill.
It definitely is. And the Spirit will definitely move you. I can say that because I'm usually in tears from that first performance on. So hard not to get emotional, you know, coming in and I love to tell the story. How's that for a wrap-up? bringing things full circle. Huh?
That is a great wrap up. I'm just going to do a quick shout out to our son plays the percussion. So if your son or daughter wants to come see someone that really knows how to play just about every percussion instrument, it's all there.
Holding down the rhythm section.
The rhythm section, and then a shout out to Christina for doing all our marketing. So absolutely, our kids help us out a lot.
Kent and Annette Loken, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. Good people and good friends. Appreciate you both very much. Let's get you in sometime next week so we can talk about this again. Or I already have that on the schedule. I mean, I'm getting
How about
old.
Next week Tuesday?
Next week Tuesday. Today, yeah, at this
same
time.
Place,
let's
same
do
time.
It. Let's do it.
Same people.
All right. 2025 Community Choir and Community Orchestra Cantata, the dates and times again.
Saturday, December 13th, 7 o'clock p.m. Sunday, December 14th, 2 o'clock p.m.
All right. Kent and Annette Loken, we're talking Christmas Cantata. Now my holidays can start. It's 9:50, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long, hard day.